In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. One of the unique features of the Gospel of St. John is in its treatment of the Last Supper. There, John does not describe the institution of the Holy Eucharist. Instead, he tells how Jesus performed the mandatum, the washing of the disciples' feet, and also gives a long speech known as the farewell discourse. In this speech, he is concerned to prepare his disciples for his coming death and also to confirm them in love for the Father and for one another. Our gospel reading today is a section of that final discourse. Jesus said to his disciples, "A little while, and now you shall not see me, and again a little while, and you shall see me, because I go to the Father." His disciples do not understand what he is talking about, so Jesus explains to them, "Do you inquire among yourselves, because I said, 'A little while, and you shall not see me, and again a little while, and you shall see me'? Amen, amen, I say to you, that you shall lament and weep, but the world shall rejoice, and you shall be made sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy." Most commentators understand Jesus to mean here that he is going to die and that the disciples will be glad, but the world will rejoice, but that after his resurrection, they will see him again, and thus their sorrow will be turned into joy. And this is perhaps the natural meaning of the passage. But St. Augustine, in his tractates on the Gospel of John, has a different interpretation. Augustine noticed that Jesus said that he was going to the Father. Now, Jesus did not go to the Father after his resurrection from the dead, but after his ascension into heaven. Therefore, Augustine thought, the time of sadness refers not only to the 3 days after his crucifixion, but to the whole present age until the second coming, when we will see him again. Augustine wrote, "He said, 'And again a little while, and you shall see me.'" And these words are a promise to the universal church, just as are those others, "Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world." Our Lord delays not his promise coming. "Again a little while, and we shall see him. We shall see him, and oh, when we shall see him, then we shall beg, we shall ask no more. For no desire will be unsatisfied, and no riddle unsolved." This little while seems a very long time to us now. Well, it is still going on. But when it is over, we shall feel indeed how truly it is but a little while. Augustine then sees time not from the human perspective of days and years and centuries, but from the divine perspective, when all time is eternally present and 1,000 years are like 1 day. Of course, when we interpret a passage of Scripture, we do not have to choose only one interpretation. The wisdom and riches of the Bible unfold themselves gradually over the course of our lives as we come to understand more fully the meaning and the mystery of Jesus' words. So on one level, we can say that Jesus here was referring to the sadness his disciples felt after his death and to the incredulous joy they experienced at his resurrection. At the same time, he was also speaking to us today who live by faith and who sometimes struggle with doubt and despair and the distractions, sufferings, cruelty, and injustice of this present world. But he was telling us to be strong and not to lose hope. For all things shall be revealed, all tears will be wiped away, and our joy will be full when our Lord comes again in all his power and majesty. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.